3, 2, 1,
go!
Want to see what happens when you bring DJs from different shows together? Well, wonder no more. Listen to Active FM Live.
What's up, yo, everybody? Yeah, this is your boy Fearless Eagle right here on the movie show on What's the Topic.
Yeah,
there you go. Introduced for both of us.
You must know.
What's up, live Facebook?
Yeah.
If that's even a name, it's people Facebook. Who are on Facebook for live. Livers, yes.
If they're on there, they're Facebook.
Right. And today on our live show on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make this more formal. And today on an exciting show on Facebook Live for Active FM. We have an exciting lineup for you guys, so you guys want to stay glued to your screen.
Yeah.
And so today we're going to know what's the topic. But I think before we do that, right? We need to talk about our latest show that's coming out.
Yeah.
So you got about 2 seconds. Go.
2 seconds.
Okay.
One,
that's
two.
It. So
I'm done. Yeah. Let's move on. Okay. Next segment.
So tell us about your latest show that's been released this week.
The latest show that was released this week was titled... Okay, it was all about soccer. It was the 2017 Europa, UEFA Europa final. So, yeah, it was Manchester United against the team just ran away now. Woo!
It's gonna come
the
close.
Team that lost.
I was just about to say.
Yeah, you know, they were the losing team, so, you know, yeah, just because they lost. Yeah, you know, like, we still love you, but, ish. Yeah, it's one of those. Yeah.
Okay, so you definitely want to check out it. So it's sports, right?
Yeah.
So the interesting thing about what's the topic is it can be any topic.
Yeah. Speak about everything. In fact, there's a show that I once did called The Movie Show.
That rings a bell. Okay.
Yeah.
I've got an interesting question here. Right? So how do you pick your topics? Is it how you feel? Is it something interesting that you found that week? Or do you just sort of like...
So like...
Wood.
Yeah, like, you know, I wake up, then, like, okay, where's the wind blowing? It's on the left. Ah, and then I look to the left, I see the movie show presenters. I'm like, today, movie show presenters.
Movie show today.
Okay, yeah, they made me angry today, so I'm not speaking about them today. I'm kidding. Nah, so, okay, most of the times I'll go, it's crazy. Okay, like, I would go on Wikipedia, and then, you know, there's the random button. So you just click the random article, and then an article comes up. Then I'm like, that article looks interesting. And then, yeah, most of the times it's stuff that I don't know. So I'm like, okay, that topic looks interesting. And then I do research on the topic, and then I'm like, wow, okay, so this is what I'm going to talk about. So my first show that I ever did because of the random button was on the first gay person. It's like, okay. In fact, not gay, trans. So they, you know, decided to change their gender and all the stuff. But that's actually how I pick my topics. So I'll actually go on there, click the random button. If I don't click it, then yeah, like I would sit down and actually think, what's trending? Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I actually like that. I've never checked that random button before.
Yeah.
I bet you a whole lot of people have just learned something new, right?
Yeah.
The random button.
It's actually awesome. Hey.
How many of you guys think that you can catch Nash for the next show?
Hmm.
What the next show is going to be. You can't, because who knows? Wikipedia, right?
Yeah, who knows? You never
sure
know.
I'm sure you've learned a lot of stuff through that random button, eh?
You learn, like, not a lot, man. Like, just goes beyond a lot. You're like thinking, sure, I didn't know this. Yo, that is interesting right there. In fact, you learn new topics. Like, wow, okay. Didn't know this happened during that year, so yeah. Goes beyond a lot.
My random button is YouTube.
Yeah.
Not for our show, but I mean, how many of you guys out there get stuck on YouTube? So you're looking up something?
I'm one
specific?
Of them. Yeah, I'm one of them.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I wonder if everyone's putting their hands up right now.
My hand is up.
And of course, YouTube is so clever. They've got an algorithm, and they got that line up on the side there, and they catch you.
Yeah.
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 Except when you're under stress and you're working, you're sweating, you're like... you're like, I don't have time for this right now.
Yeah,
then you
have
to move on, right?
Pressure, like, okay, wait, I'll see you after. In fact, you know, there's the later.
Save later.
Save for playing later.
Yeah, if you go look at my playlist, I've even got categories.
Yeah.
I've added you.
Yeah. I actually have, it's also like that with myself. I have a playlist that I just for Friday. Like, just if it's a Friday, I go to that playlist. Like, yeah,
seriously?
That's my playlist for Friday, yo.
That is so cool.
That's actually what I have. Like, yeah,
yeah,
it's awesome.
A lot of people right now are on their YouTube channels while they're
great
listening
playlist.
To this. And they're busy like, oh, save for later, okay. And they're creating their own lists and stuff
yeah.
like that. So, we've taught you something new. This, by the way, is not sponsored by YouTube or Google. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so on the movie show for this week that was released today,
yeah.
we reviewed a movie called Greenland.
I saw the title.
You
still
saw
need
the
to go and listen to it, yeah.
Yes, in fact, our editor is right here, right?
Yeah.
Yes, how was it?
It was awesome.
No, don't. Please, don't.
That was a thumbs
don't
up.
Don't give me lip service, dude. Really, how was it? Okay, he says, okay, that's awesome. That's fantastic. And this is basically a movie, one of those. Now, I didn't know this. Do you know that you get, you've got movie genres?
Yeah.
Drama, action, rom-com?
Yeah. So that one coming, I'm like, yeah,
rom-com. Yeah, those are the worst.
Yeah.
I don't like rom-coms.
I agree.
Yes. And so this movie falls under the category disaster film.
Disaster?
Disaster film.
Okay, I didn't know there was disaster, yeah.
So if you ever watched the movie 20...
Disaster.
2012, sure. Right?
Yeah.
If you've watched the movie 2012, this is not like that at all. Because there's always a hero in the movie, right?
Yeah.
If you watch the movie Armageddon,
yeah,
the hero.
I actually love that movie, yeah.
The father goes
sure.
and then
yeah.
boom, the comet,
yeah.
and we'll find... Not in this
awesome.
Movie, guys. This movie puts more focus on a family that's actually trying to get away from... Okay. Quick synopsis. Very fast without giving any details.
Yeah,
so what happens is...
Can't
the comet,
spoil some stuff for people, you know. No spoiler alerts here, yeah.
I'm trying my
yeah.
best.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Carry on.
Because in our movies, I end up... Well, our movie shows, I sometimes spoil it. Not all the time.
Look, there's movies that I've watched because of the movie show. I'm like, okay... They gave a lot away, but I still want to watch it. Like, yeah, I want to find out what's happening in there.
Yeah, because you want to see it unroll, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Can take
so,
it.
So, in this film, there's a comet that's or a meteor.
Yeah.
If anybody knows the difference, don't go to Google. You're not allowed to. What is the difference between a comet and a meteor? So, there's this comet / meteor that's heading towards Earth. And the U.S. government basically lies. They say it's all going to be fine, but they've already sent out messages to specific people saying, get to this area, we're going to hide you away, you go into a bunker in Greenland. But there's this family that's been chosen, and they basically have to survive getting from there to the bunker and stuff that happens that goes on. And I'm not going to tell you what happens in the end. So, yes. And let me tell you, it's a father, it's a mother, and it's a small boy.
I wonder who stays alive.
So you want to check that one out.
Yeah, I was thinking you like gonna even go into details, like, you know, to explain. So they have to go through this challenge and that challenge and that challenge now. But you need to go and see how it is. I was expecting that,
exactly.
But you didn't. So okay, yeah, I need to go and watch. I'm gonna go and watch it, definitely.
It's a good movie, and it's a Amazon original. I think they called Prime something.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. It was supposed to be released. Was not released because of Hachu, you know.
Hey, yeah, we all know Hachu. Yeah, that not our friend. Definitely not our friend. Yeah, stay far away from us. Yeah. So I have a question. What is your favorite, like, your number one favorite genre when it comes to movies?
My favorite channel, like in TV channel.
Nah, your favorite genre.
Genre. Okay.
Yeah, genre.
My favorite genre has to be action.
Action? Why action?
Because it's, yeah, skip, scoop, and do it, Mark.
Yeah. Oh, I see. You like those things.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I like the action, the on the edge-ness.
Yeah.
What's going to happen, yeah.
Yeah. In fact, I didn't used to love action. I think what the movie that made me love action was Die Hard.
Yeah.
It's like, sure. Hey, the action, yeah, is... It's like one of those where you're like, yeah, it's on some other level. So, yeah, I do like action, but I wouldn't say it's my favorite. It's just a tick, you know, like, yeah, that's a pass. My favorite would be sci-fi.
Sci-fi?
Like, yeah, that's what I love.
Cool.
I love that. I love those stuff.
Why do you like sci-fi?
Like, sure. Okay, for me, I feel like it's futuristic, you know. It's futuristic because, like, most of the stuff that are in there, you know, like, stuff that One would sit down and imagine, yo, imagine if the future was like this. Imagine if the future was like that. You know, imagine if we had flying cars, you know, stuff like that. Yo, imagine if we could go to Mars, which they're trying to achieve.
Yeah,
so that's actually why I love those things. I feel like it activates the part of my mind that loves seeing the future.
Right.
Yeah.
Because we all like imagination, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's why I love that.
What would you do if you go to Mars?
If I go to Mars?
What would be the first thing you would do? You step on Mars, you look around, now what?
Okay, guys, like we have made it. Yo, it's really red here, eh? Like, yo. Okay, what next?
What would you guys do when you first land on Mars? Most of you, you'd be like, yo, eh?
Yo, I think hey? I would, yeah.
Yo, yeah. Look.
I don't think you're going to have a phone, eh? Like, yeah, you just remove it there, it's gone.
Yeah.
You know, like the sun will shake
right up.
Yeah. So,
but obviously, we've been one of those like dome things, you know, so you can be protected and stuff like that.
Can you see my face? Yeah, you know, one of those phones that immediately after seeing your face, it captures.
One of the arm things right to the camera on the end.
That would work. Yeah.
A hands-free selfie.
So, yeah, in fact, with me, yeah, I don't know. The adrenaline would be there.
Yeah.
If I go on to Mars, I'll be like, wow, is this okay? Is this how it feels to be on Mars? Like, after that. Adrenaline is gone. It's going to be like, okay, now what?
Okay, now we go back.
Like, yeah. Okay, hey, can I go back, man? I actually enjoyed, you know, traveling. Yeah, like, it's more fun that side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like going on a plane.
Yeah. So how would you feel?
Takes too quick, man. Hey, I think when I get to Mars, sure. You know,
take note, when he gets to Mars, so he's going there.
Yeah. Well, somehow, maybe not. So, if I ever go somewhere new, I don't know if you also get this.
Mm.
You arrive there, and like even if it's like a conference or whatever, you know, like another church, they're holding a conference, and now we're going there. Everyone's like, hey, dude, let's go sit down.
Hey.
I'm walking around, I'm like, check the lights, wow, check the setup. Oh,
yeah.
Like dude, what?
Examining. Yo, that looks cool, yo.
You want to observe it.
They actually have those things. Yo, those things are around. They exist. Wow, that's actually cool. Nah, I get that.
Yeah, so I think I'd be very, very quiet, still to myself.
Observant.
For like, 2 hours. Leave me alone. Take a couple photos, take some
feels
notes.
Feels like some Albert Einstein moment, you know, where you just silence.
And then at some point, I just pop. Dude, did you see that thing? And did you know that? Wow, it's around this way. Finished.
Yeah.
It's over.
Hey. Right. Yeah, like I would actually have. Now, my one wouldn't be silent. It wouldn't be silent. It would be, you know. But you're like, whoa, look at that. Yo. Whoa, look at this one. Yo, is that what that does? Yeah, so my one wouldn't be silent.
The more verbal. More verbal.
Outside. Outspoken and all that stuff.
Right. Okay. So, can I ask Siri what's the difference between a meteor and a comet? Let's see if Siri understands me, right?
Okay.
Right. Hey Siri.
Technology.
What's the difference between a comet and a meteor?
Here's what I found from NASA.gov. A meteor is what happens when a meteoroid, a small piece of an asteroid or comet, burns up upon entering Earth's atmosphere, creating a streak of light in the sky. An asteroid is a small rocky object that orbits the sun. A meteor is what happens when a small piece of an asteroid or comet, called a meteoroid, burns up upon entering Earth's atmosphere.
Sure. Okay, so just to clarify that, a meteor, it's the part of the comet that enters the Earth's atmosphere.
The comet a rock.
Just orbits around. So the comet stays in space, the meteor comes down.
You know, now it brings a... Sure, like I'm thinking, okay, so it just goes around. Does that make the moon, you know, comet? Because it like just goes around, doesn't come inside, yo. It's just around.
Well,
so like,
a moon stays orbiting around the Earth. A comet orbits and then leaves often.
Okay. No, I see the difference. Yeah. Okay. Now it does make sense.
Yeah.
It does make sense. So I got a question. So obviously, this is gonna go to the Marvel, you know, lovers, you know.
What's the topic? Yes.
Yeah.
Marvel.
Yeah. Right there. Did you hear that? What's the topic?
There you go.
Fearless Eagle and what's the topic? Yeah. So, yeah, it's obviously concerning the Marvel, you know. I know there's like that Marvel and DC. In fact, there's my first question. Would you prefer a Marvel or a DC movie?
Would I prefer a Marvel or DC movie? So, in other words, if I'm standing at a cinema,
yeah,
a DC movie, yeah, the latest
in fact,
DC movie.
Yeah, right there. There's the door. DC.
And on that side, the latest Marvel movie.
Yeah.
That's what you're asking, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen DC movies before. And I, you yeah. know, I never used to like them. And then I watched...
I feel like you're going to say Tenet.
The League of Legends. And I watched Batman vs. Superman and all of yeah. that. And I was like, sure, this is actually pretty cool, all right?
Yeah.
Yeah! Yo.
Then you see...
Can you see my struggle?
End games.
No, not end games,
yeah.
bruh. Phase 4. The multiverse.
Yeah. Oh.
Woo.
Yeah. Going into the
okay,
next level
go.
Now, eh?
Marvel.
Okay, yeah, we're going Marvel, yeah.
Definitely Marvel.
Uh-huh.
And I'll come out and go into the DC.
Yeah.
Yes.
After Marvel. So Marvel yeah. first, then DC.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And what about you? Marvel, DC.
Like, okay, it's similar to you. There are DC movies that I've also loved. Like, literally, they were on point. I was like, yo, that one hit it. But, to be honest with you, I'm full in, like, 100% Marvel, eh? I'm going that direction, yeah. Like, jumping in, man. Like, yeah, straight Marvel. That's me.
Yes.
I'm a Marvel fan.
The guys can comment right now below. Tell us.
Yeah, tell us. Yeah. What do you think of... In fact, if you are a Marvel fan, what do you think of DC? And if you are a DC fan, what do you think of Marvel? No, I love those, you know, those conversations.
Right.
Because they're like, there's like fire that comes out. Yo.
That's arguments, eh?
Yeah. Yeah, but it's actually crazy because, okay, I'm a Marvel fan, so I think Marvel is the best. Like, Marvel takes it. That's why we even give DC some, you know, characters, but they can't take our names. So like, we give the names, yeah, but you can take the characters, you know, and all the stuff. Because there's some characters that, you know, DC has that were ours, Marvel, and we gave them away.
Yeah, what is up with that?
So, hey, I think they ran out of ideas. What do you think?
I think it's quite a touchy subject. I think we would need more a comic expert.
Yeah.
To be able to hit us up and say, yeah, see what happened was. But someone who's non-biased, right?
Yeah.
Is there any non-biased person out there that can comment? Tell us why for every Marvel character, there's a DC character. Like, you get an Iron Man, there's an Iron Man of DC.
Yeah.
There's Flash.
It's crazy.
And then there's, who's Flash equivalent?
Okay, let's see. Flash.
Quicksilver.
Yeah, there's Quicksilver. Yeah,
there's Quicksilver. There's Spider-Man. Then there's that other guy. I don't know his name. But
DC.
Yes. But definitely.
Nah. Okay, I don't know him because I'm not a DC fan. I'm sorry. Yeah, there are out there. That
who's,
I have to agree.
Who's your favorite DC character and who's your favorite Marvel character?
Sure. Okay, favorite DC. Sure.
And let's think about the powers here, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, ladies. I know there's ladies watching. Are there any ladies like, you know, superhero movie, you know?
In fact, fans, no lovers.
Yeah. For 2 minutes, let's talk superheroes. And then is there anything like, yeah, that we can talk about just for the ladies? I don't know. Black Friday.
Yeah, go and get that Black Friday special. It's right there.
Take a lot.
Yeah.
Go check out. There's a home, blue dot home section.
Yeah. You know that clothing that you've been looking for. It's right there on special, eh?
Yeah.
Especially those shoes. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They're there,
so
waiting
nice.
For you. Yeah, make sure
so
you're
nice.
Not the last one. If you're the last one, yeah.
And the best thing is you can send your boyfriend or husband a link.
Hey, I was tempted to say, go take his card. But hey, that's a sensitive topic right there. No.
All right, so that's the end of the ladies section.
Yeah.
Now, back to you.
Yeah, you know, we gotta
favorite go DC character.
DC character, yo, there are a lot. I have to admit, there are a lot. But I'll go with Batman.
Batman?
Like, yeah.
Tell us why.
So, I feel like Batman has a lot of... Okay, I feel like Batman is the Tony Stark of DC.
Yeah.
Like, he has gadgets, you know, he plays around with those things. So, like... he's not limited by powers. You know, you've got Superman who just flies, you know, strength and all those stuff. But with Batman, you know, he can create things, you know. He can create cars. Like, literally, he can come up with a whole new kit that you never knew that he created. Bah, and it whips you. That's what I think.
They say that Batman's superpower is his rich.
Yeah.
Yes, and I mean,
yeah.
Batman versus Superman. Have you guys seen that movie? It was epic, eh?
Yeah.
It was really epic.
Yeah.
And the ending was very surprising. It's not one of those, he won. You guys want to check it out, because it wasn't Batman that killed Superman. Am I right? As far as I remember.
Mm.
There's other stuff going on.
In fact,
right there.
If you want to know what happened, go and watch it.
Yes.
If you have watched it, don't spoil it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So apparently Aquaman, is it? Is that right? Aquaman. Is that Aquaman? Am I...
Yep, that's Aquaman.
No, yes, yes.
Aquaman. That is Aquaman.
Aquaman is part of DC Flash for the Flash fans out there. Wonder Woman, the Green Lantern.
Green Lantern.
Yes, that one. If you guys have watched Shazam, there is a movie coming out in 2020 or 2021 that is an epic version of Shazam, by the way.
Like, okay, Shazam was awesome.
It was funny.
Yeah, it was funny. But I had one thing against him. That was our character, yo. Like, that was Marvel's character, hey. We couldn't give you Captain Marvel. Because Captain Marvel is Marvel's. Can't say Captain Marvel on DC.
Yeah, Captain
Marvel. We'll
DC.
Question you, hey. We couldn't, sell the name. But that was our character, you know.
There
like
was
the
a
powers
thing
and everything.
Yeah.
Like, literally. So, Shazam was Captain Marvel. But we couldn't take the character.
That's right, I remember that.
We had to give the character away.
So we said fine.
But yeah, that was the only thing I had against.
Is it?
Yeah, them. But the movie was awesome. It was amazing. I actually loved it. I enjoyed it. I actually did enjoy it.
Yeah. Have you watched Flash? Any of the Flash series?
I have watched. But like, you know, I wasn't like... Okay, I have watched. Let me just say yes. Yeah, I have.
It sounds like you're like me, like watched it, but it was like, yeah, no.
Okay. Yeah, you know, it was one of those where you watch and then you're like, okay. It was cool, it's awesome, but yeah, you know, for me, it didn't, hit me there,
yeah,
you know,
there's nothing.
Didn't
nothing
give that,
big, right?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
So that's how I felt,
And tell me, Marvel, what is your favorite Marvel character? Now, this one's difficult, right?
Sure, hey.
Because Avengers has really kicked it off pretty well. So, who is your favorite Marvel character?
Yeah. Like you said, it's difficult, eh?
You guys can comment, by the way.
Definitely, it's difficult. I know there's some people that love Thor. There's other people that love Hulk. You got Iron Man on the other side.
Yeah,
plus, you got Spider-Man that side, you know. You got Doctor Strange. Sure, okay. I'm going to pick a character, but that's based on what they can do. And it's not Thanos. Yeah, it's not Thanos. Because most of the people, they also love Thanos. So, I would say my favorite is Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange.
Yeah. Simply because of the fact that he has the ability to manipulate time, can go in the future and go in the past.
Yes.
Like, I think that's cool. That is definitely cool. Plus, he can stop it.
That is cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
So,
in the Doctor Strange film, I think it's the first one, there is some character that he has to beat, and he uses time to beat that character.
Yeah.
And he keeps coming back, I'm back. and he gets flattened, and then he comes back, I'm back.
Yeah.
You guys ever watched Doctor Strange?
Go ahead
and watch
it.
I was actually surprised to ask a friend the other day, I'm like, dude, have you watched Doctor Strange? He's like, I haven't seen any of them. I'm like, what? We need to watch movies together.
Yeah.
Right.
That would be my reaction as well. Like, hey. We need to organize that.
Do you think Siri has a favorite Marvel character? Should you ask?
That's a curiosity now. Okay. I'm like thinking, huh? Okay, yeah, let's find out.
Hey Siri, what is your favorite Marvel character?
I'm happy to go with your opinion on this one.
It is said.
Yeah, Siri loves Doctor Strange. You heard it. Yeah, you heard it. What's yours?
That is a very difficult one. I must say, this is weird because mine's a villain.
Villain.
I must say, Thanos.
Thanos. You see, this is what I was saying.
He's hot for
people. They love Thanos.
Yeah.
They actually love Thanos. But you, okay, yeah, man. I'm thinking
hardcore.
You also got Deadpool, you know. Okay, yeah, but. Okay, yeah, Thanos takes it. Yeah, he does take it.
And I'm sure that is a debatable. Everyone's got their own favorite characters, right?
Yeah. Now, I'm even thinking, sure, if they had to say Thanos versus the Hulk. Or, you know, Thanos.
But we've seen that, yeah.
He did give a whipping. Did give a whipping, that I have to admit.
Yep.
It was Thanos would take it.
In fact, it was in the first 10 minutes, right, of the film.
If it's a one-on-one, yeah, Thanos would take it.
Yeah.
But okay, I feel like there is a character that can, you know, give him a hard time and probably even win. In fact, yeah, you know, when you look at before Endgame, so it was Infinity Wars, was it?
The second one.
It was
one.
Infinity, yeah.
Yeah.
Before Endgame. If you look at
the
that
first one.
Yeah, it was obviously Age of Ultron and then Infinity Wars and then it went into Endgame. In fact, it was Endgame. The chick, the one that held his head and then after that he put him to sleep.
Yeah, Scarlet Witch.
I feel like that was one, she can whip him, eh?
Yes.
Like she can do the things that need to be done.
Yeah.
Because, hey, that one, yeah, she's on some other level.
How did you feel about
Vision? Yeah.
How did you feel about, because when Vision came in Avengers, right? We were like, whoa! And then it was Infinity War. And it was just like,
sure.
Hey? I was disappointed. I was just like, no, man. I'm like, oh, now you're going to get it.
No, like, you know, I feel like Marvel has a way of making you expect stuff.
Definitely.
And then, yeah, what you expect, you get a disappointment because they have something else that's going to blow your mind away. But you like disappointed, yeah? But then that thing still took your mind, so you like disappointed and then, wow.
Okay.
Disappointed, but wow. You're like, okay, that disappointment is covered up by this. So, yeah, for me, I also felt like he could have, you know, gave some whippings, but Thanos was on some other, some other interesting level. Plus, you had Doctor Strange there, you know, who, yeah, basically changed timelines and all those stuff.
Yes.
Like, literally, there was like a whole mess up that happened. Plus, you had Loki, that side who disappeared with that other stuff, and, it was another,
If you think about it, technically, it was Doctor Strange who beat Thanos.
In fact, yeah.
Because he went through all the different scenarios.
Yeah.
Remember? Spoiler alert, you see I'm spoiling. But I mean, but if you haven't seen Endgame by now.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Like, in fact, I don't know what rock you've been under. That's how bad it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You've been in lockdown. So, he went through different scenarios to see which one would work well. And of course,
in fact, yeah, he would have defeated him. Mm. I believe he would have defeated him. Like, yeah, you know, the mirror, time, pause, all those stuff. I believe his power is beyond what you can imagine.
Yes,
so,
exactly.
He could have decided, I'm going to stop.
Right.
Thanos.
Right.
And then Thanos is stuck.
Yes, yes.
Just remove the, you know, the glove. And then, bam!
And then it happened.
Yeah.
Talk about Endgame. It is the end of our live stream on Facebook. So, guys, you know where to get us, right?
xfm.co.za. Yeah, yeah.
Go check it out. All the shows, lots of entertainment, lots of stuff there. You can never be bored.
Yeah.
Even if there's a second wave.
Yeah, you'll be wavy.
Yes.
Yeah, wave it away.
So
make sure you do that.
Until next week, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now you can outro yourself and I'll outro myself.
This is your boy, Fearless Eagle, right here on the movie show, live.
Yes.
What's the topic?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Till next week.
Peace out. Jeez. And yeah, God bless. Dun dun dun. Boom.
who be driving Mercedes, who be driving them crazy, and we gotta be crazy. With them fellas who be making them jealous, who be making them fellas, and we gotta be crazy. On the phone, left his heavenly home, never did a thing wrong, and crucified him on the phone. It was crazy how it devastated. Oh, it's resurrected from the grave that hit me a man. The flying man, the honey grab in your hand. Swag right, swag tight, and the Gucci chain. See the richest, see the smartest, see the hardest, all of that. But I can't make him up, oh my God, they all are falling crack.
FM. Radio has never been better.